There are more than 300 episodes of Listen to Sleep, all available for free because of the generous support of our sponsors. And while you'll never hear any ads after the story or meditation starts, you can get every episode ad-free, plus over 100 bonus episodes, all for less than the price of one cup of coffee a month by going to listentosleep.com and clicking on support. Thank you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Eric, and this is Listen to Sleep, quiet stories and meditations to help you find a little peace at bedtime or anytime. Well, this was kind of a big week of change for Joe and me. He started a new job in a town a couple hours away. So we rented a house near where he's working, and it's been kind of a big change to our daily life. For years, we've both lived here together in our tiny cabin on the mountain, but this new opportunity was just too good to pass up. So we decided to embrace change and start a new adventure together. And the first thing that happened when we moved into our new place was that I pulled a muscle in my neck. So for the last couple of days, I've been turning my whole body to look at anything that isn't right in front of me. You're probably familiar with what that's like. It happens to all of us. I know there's a part of me that's afraid of change. And it feels like this literal pain in my neck is that part of me working it all out. Bringing awareness to all the sensations I'm feeling around this change has been very illuminating. From the sad feelings around spending a few days apart every week to the excitement about actually living part-time in a real town. It's been great to fall back and just bring awareness to the thoughts and sensations arising in my mind and body. So tonight's meditation is on accepting change. Whether it's opportunity or loss, we all constantly experience change in our life. It's really one of the only things that's certain. When we overthink it or turn it into a problem to solve, change can keep us up at night and trigger fearful or anxious thought loops. When we embrace change as natural, we're yielding to our own inner wisdom and not to our doubts. And this can bring a sense of equanimity and acceptance that allows us to see change with compassion and awareness instead of fear and avoidance. If these meditations help you, I sure would appreciate your support so I can continue bringing them to folks all over the world for free. For less than $3 a month, you can get the new episodes of the podcast a day earlier without any ads or introductions. And when you join, you'll get an immediate download of the entire audiobook of Alice's Adventures in Wonderland. You can get all this and the other books that I read serially on Listen to Sleep Plus on Wednesday nights when you support the podcast for $5 a month. Subscribing to Listen to Sleep Plus gives you access to all the chapters of the books I've read so far, like Peter Pan, Winnie the Pooh, and many more, plus a new chapter from the current book I'm reading every Wednesday. Right now, we're just starting Treasure Island, and it is great. For more information about all of this, you can go to listentosleep.com, or you can click on the link in the show notes. Let's take a deep breath. In through the nose, and slowly out through the mouth, like you're breathing out through a straw. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. One more time, in and out. Now just let the breath settle into its natural rhythm. Just the breath breathing by itself. Breathing, it's such a constant in our lives. But the breath itself is always changing. Sometimes deep, sometimes shallow, sometimes easy, sometimes difficult. And most of the time, our breath is happening all on its own, without us thinking about it or even noticing that it's happening. But for a few moments, let's bring our awareness fully to the changing nature of the breath. Can you cover each breath fully with awareness? Where do you notice the sensations of the breath? Is it in the nostrils? The chest? The rising and falling of the belly? And what are the qualities of those sensations? Is the breath cool coming in and warmer going out? Is there a moment when the breath is neither going in nor going out? What does that moment feel like? Just allow yourself to get curious about the breath and about all the changes happening with each inhale and each exhale. Now bring to mind a situation in your life where you are experiencing change. It could be the happy change of a new job, or the sad change of losing someone or something dear to you. See if you can bring that same awareness you brought to your breath to the thoughts and sensations that this situation brings up. What do you feel? Is it pleasant or unpleasant? Warm or cool? Where in the body do you feel it? Are there thoughts that come to mind about this change? Can you simply notice them as they arise and then drift away? Do your thoughts stay the same? Or do they change too? Our thoughts and feelings arise and disappear naturally, all on their own. Try letting your awareness rest on your next thought as it arises. Just watch the thought form. Note what it is. Just a thought. One of thousands we all have every day. And then notice as it disappears. What happens? Is it immediately replaced by another thought? Or is there a moment where there is just nothing, a space between thoughts? What's in that space? It may feel like a place of deep peace, or you may find it feels a little uncomfortable. Just see if you can remain there for a moment. And if it becomes overwhelming, just bring your awareness back to the breath. For me, this space is a home I can always come back to when I need a reminder that I am not my thoughts. In that moment of nothingness, we can experience ourselves as a part of all that is. And in that space, can you look for the one who is looking? Now, this isn't an intellectual exercise, so don't go back to your thoughts to find the answer. But can you simply turn awareness on itself? what do you find? I like to do this during the day, whenever I begin to feel lost in thought. Just bring your awareness to the breath and let your thoughts arise and disappear, just like the sounds in the room around you or outside of where you are. We can't stop our thoughts, but we can stop trying to change them. And we can stop creating problems to solve. We can allow our thoughts, watch them arise and disappear, noticing the moments between them and the pure awareness that's still there. This pure awareness is an unchanging part of us, a part that can't be harmed or enhanced, a safe space of acceptance that we can always return to, and which, really, we never leave. We just forget about it when we associate who we are with what we're thinking, with the problems we're trying to solve. This acceptance isn't about resignation. There will still be problems to solve in life, thoughts to think. But when we realize that we are not these thoughts and problems, but the awareness that is sensing them, we're freed from the cycle of simply reacting to our thoughts, and instead, we can begin to choose how we respond. We have the option to embrace change and respond with compassion and knowing. We have the option to yield to our inner wisdom and not to our doubts or our thinking mind. Now, gently bring your awareness back to the breath, just letting the breath breathe itself. And you can stay here for as long as you'd like. Or if you're using this to fall asleep, you can try counting each out-breath backward from 10 to 1, as many times as you need. So breathing in, breathing out, 10. Breathing in, breathing out, 9. And you can do this until you start to feel drowsy. Enjoy.